In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull says there is a place for coal in Australia's future energy mix. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says the major parties are trying to rush through new national security laws out of self-interest. And the Socceroos go up against Peru tonight in their final World Cup group stage match. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyke. Malcolm Turnbull says there is a place for coal in the future provision of Australia's energy. Representatives of big business have lobbied the Coalition's Backbench Energy Committee in Canberra and called on it to fully support the government's proposed National Energy Guarantee. Members of the committee, including former PM Tony Abbott, have threatened to oppose their own government's policy. Labor says the committee is clinging to the fantasy that new coal generation facilities could be part of the mix. But in Question Time, Malcolm Turnbull said that coal might forever have a role to play in Australia's power generation.
Mr. Speaker, the reality is that coal-fired power is a big part of our energy mix at the moment. It will be a big part for a very long time and may very well be forever. Who will find out in many years to come. The reality is, in the here and now, we need to have cheaper and more reliable power.
But Tony Abbott says he may vote against the government's energy policy if he can't be assured it'll include a reliable supply and lead to lower power prices. Mr. Abbott has told Sky News he'd contemplate crossing the floor over the issue.
The short answer is yes. I think that I have an obligation to keep faith with the position that the government took to the people in 2013.
An independent MP claims the Coalition and Labor are trying to rush through new national security laws for their own political self-interest ahead of next month's by-elections. Andrew Wilkie, a former senior intelligence officer, says he's the first to fight for national security, but claims foreign interference laws before Parliament are poorly crafted and will unnecessarily diminish civil rights. Mr. Wilkie told Parliament it's absolute rot that laws have to be in place ahead of five by-elections to be held on the 28th of July.
We should look at these things carefully and slowly and make sure that ultimately what this place deals with and passes is in our national security best interest and not in the political self-interest of a government or an opposition.
Former Northern Territory Police Commissioner John McRoberts has been jailed for 12 months after being found guilty of attempting to pervert the course of justice. The 59-year-old was found guilty in the Northern Territory Supreme Court in Darwin last month of intending to deflect and frustrate a fraud investigation into his former lover. Justice Dean Mildren jailed McRoberts for 3 years to be suspended after 1 year. Justice Mildren said McRoberts was guilty of gross misuse of power that struck at the heart of justice, including to protect himself from a scandal. ANZ has admitted it should have been more empathetic to agribusiness customers facing hard times, acknowledging its failure to do so had caused distress in some cases. The Banking Royal Commission has heard that some landmark customers may have gone elsewhere had they known earlier about ANZ's acquisition of the business in 2010. Many former landmark customers say they felt they were treated unfairly by ANZ. Under questioning, ANZ executive Ben Steinberg acknowledged the extent of the problems.
They also involved complaints about issues associated with the transition, including an inability by people to access and manage their accounts.
Yes.
And they included complaints about changes in the frequency of interest payments when customers' loans were redocumented.
Yes.
And complaints about other changes in facility terms.
Yes.
Complaints about default notices being issued by ANZ.
Yes.
The Socceroos are being careful not to dismiss the threat of Peru ahead of facing them in their final World Cup group stage match tonight. Australia needs to win and have France beat Denmark to be any chance of advancing to the knockout stage. After losses in their first two games, Peru can't make the knockout stage. But Australian coach Bert van Marwijk says he's not counting on an easy run from the South Americans.
I know that Peru is a good team and they showed it already here in the World Cup. Although they are not qualified for the next round, they know it already. I think they will try to give the best performance.
And now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers and 19. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 14 degrees. Melbourne, cloudy and 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, a late shower or two and 13 degrees. Wollongong, showers and 17. Sydney, a shower or two, 17. Newcastle, similar and 18 degrees. Brisbane, a few showers, 19. Cairns, a shower or two and 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.